Magnificent Montague, starring Monty Woolley. Yes, it's the Magnificent Montague, the Saturday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by Anacin, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world radio, first in recorded music, and first in television. And by Extra Mild Fatima, best of all king-size cigarettes. In Fatima, the difference is quality. Before we join the Magnificent Montague, here's a word from Anacin. When we ask you to try Anacin for the relief of pain due to a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, we are not asking you to try a new or unproved method. For there are many people listening in now who have been introduced to Anacin tablets by their own dentist or physician. You who have received Anacin this way know the effective, incredibly fast relief these tablets bring. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. People by the thousands are using modern Anacin today instead of other ways. Doesn't their experience seem worth following? Try Anacin the next time you suffer pains from headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. You will be delighted with the results. Ask your druggist for Anacin today. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. And now, the Magnificent Montague. In the world of a theater, dotted by divorces and marital strife, the marriage of Edwin the Magnificent Montague and his former leading lady Lily Boehm, 25 years ago, is an enviable one. Yes, even today, though Edwin's mind is racked with guilt for having deserted the stage for the more lucrative role as Uncle Goodhart, hero of an afternoon radio program, Lily loves Edwin, and Edwin loves Lily. It is morning in the Montague apartment. Agnes, the maid, is up and preparing breakfast. The telephone rings.
Okay, okay. The residence of Edwin Montague and Lily Boehm, Agnes Anderson. He's asleep, she's getting up, I'm busy. What do you want? No, she's just getting up, like I said. Okay, I'll tell her. All morning telephone. Well, I better get breakfast ready before the master gets up. Yeah. Truly, truly fair, he gets in my hair. Oh, good morning, honey.
Good morning, Agnes. Who is that on the phone?
Celia Taylor. Your friends have been calling all morning. What is it, honey? Did they catch you fixing a canasta game?
I guess it's just a juicy piece of gossip about somebody. You know the girl.
Girl, she says. You mean the Floridora girl. I'd hate to own the cornfield those crows were headed for.
Agnes, they're old friends of mine. We were on the stage together before I married Edwin.
They're still on the stage. The last stage. They're always sniping at you.
Well, they're just a little jealous of me because I have a happy marriage.
And they've each had four happy marriages.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
Exaggerate? Look at that Celia Taylor. And what about that Gloria Gable? What a record. 6 husbands in 3 years. She didn't have time to take off her wedding gown.
Was it 6? I think you're right.
Sure it was 6. She has a charge account at the marriage bureau.
Try and understand them, Agnes. They're just chasing rainbows, looking for the pot of gold.
You chased Montague and just wound up with a pot.
Oh, they all envy me, Agnes. 25 years with Edwin. Oh, never mind, Agnes. I'll get the phone.
Must be one of the hags.
Hello? Gloria? Well, I'm fine. What? No, I haven't read Winchell's column yet. Why? Well, what does it say about Edwin? Gloria, will you please stop snickering and tell me? Oh, very well, I'll find out for myself. Agnes?
Here's the paper. Wait, here's Winchell's column.
Does it mention Edwin's name?
Let me look. Here.
What's it say?
Uh-uh.
Well, what is it?
Listen to this. The raised eyebrow department. Friends of the Eddie Montagues hope the missus doesn't find out. He made a fool of himself last night with what Copacabana cutie?
Agnes, Eddie Montague? That can't be Edwin.
Well, if it is, some Copacabana cutie's gone clean out of her mind.
Oh, Edwin at a nightclub with a chorus girl.
What a picture. Beauty and the Beast.
Edwin was home last night.
Like he's been every night in the last 25 years.
Oh, of all things to say about Edwin.
Don't laugh, honey. He's at that awkward age. Too old for yo-yos and too young for Social Security.
Agnes, can you picture Edwin at the Copacabana carrying on?
Carrying on? One rum and they carry him out.
We'd better find out who this Eddie Montague is.
There it is, the voice of Firestone.
Agnes, let me break it to him.
Good morning, Lily darling.
Good morning, Ed.
What's the joke? Something funny?
Nothing, Edwin. It's nothing.
Good morning, Agnes. What's happening here? It's like waking up in the middle of a Milton Berle studio audience. May I ask what's so funny?
Oh, Edwin. Stop laughing.
I'd better before my girdle starts snapping all over the place.
Agnes, now pour his coffee. Edwin, sit down.
Let me in on it. What is so funny?
Here's Winchell's column.
Oh, is my name mentioned?
Read it.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Montague making a fool of himself with what Copacabana cutie when his wife finds a... Edwin Montague!
Edwin!
What have they done to the proud name of Montague?
Edwin, it's a different Montague.
But the world will think it's me.
Oh, Edwin, stop being ridiculous. No one who knows you will ever believe you're running around with a chorus girl.
Then why not?
Well,
let's face it, pal, at your age.
All right, Agnes, just for that, you're not getting Memorial Day off. Your old Civil War regiment will march without you.
Go button your beard.
Edwin, this is childish. I wouldn't have stayed married to you 25 years if I didn't still think you were the most attractive and charming man in the world.
Really, Lily?
Oh, sure. You're the last of the red hot poppers.
All right. Now let's have breakfast.
No, Lily, me and a Copacabana cutie. I must put it in my scrapbook.
Oh, Agnes, the door.
I'll get it. Mrs. Boehm, honey, it's your mother.
Mother?
Lily, my baby. I'm taking you right home to Cleveland.
But, Mother.
I flew here the minute I read Winchell's column. How can you stay in the same house with this brute?
And now, Mrs. Boehm.
Don't come near me. It's disgusting.
Mother, will you listen to me?
Lily, my poor betrayed baby. I told you about actors. I knew it wouldn't last.
We've been married 25 years. What is that, one night in an auto court?
Quiet, you old wolf.
Mother.
Lily, I told you about men like him.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Ridiculous? Is it ridiculous for a mother to try and save her baby from an old reprobate who spends every night in speakeasies with chorus girls?
Mother.
Lily, I'm taking you home. Your old room is ready. Uncle Charlie fixed your dollhouse.
Oh, goody, goody. Let's all play spin the bottle.
Edwin.
Lily, I refuse to be treated like a jazz mad Romeo out of a toot.
Oh, you slimy sheep. Thank heavens I got here in time.
Mother, Edwin and I have been married for 25 years.
We'll have it annulled.
Annulled? What are you going to tell them? We're underage?
Now, Edwin, let me explain it to her. Mother, Edwin and I are one of the happiest couples in New York.
He's even taught you to lie. Oh, to think that but for this beast you broke your engagement to Charlie Hotchkiss.
Mother, will you listen?
Who's Charlie Hotchkiss?
Lily, I warned you about the big city.
But,
who's
Mother?
Who's Charlie Hotchkiss?
I knew no good would ever come of it.
We're happy.
Who's Charlie
Hotchkiss? Your father hated him from the first.
Mother!
Don't mother me!
Quiet! All of you! Who is Charlie Hotchkiss?
A finer man than you'll ever be, Mr. Edwin Montague. A respectable man Lily was engaged to until you came along with your sneaky ways and led her down the road to ruin.
Now, really, Mother.
Lily, how come you never told me about Charlie Hotchkiss?
Edwin, he's a boy I grew up with.
Owns his own dry goods store now. Oh, Lily, to think you threw all that away.
Mother, stop. Edwin, it's unimportant.
Strange you never told me about this Charlie dry goods.
Now, Edwin, don't start. I'll tell you about Charlie Hotchkiss. He's a decent, hard-working businessman. But he must sound dull to you, Mr. Sugar Daddy. His name is never in the gossip columns linked with chorus girls.
Will you shut up?
Oh, Edwin, how dare you speak to my mother like that?
She just comes here to cause trouble.
Well, don't shout at her.
Think I flew here all the way from Cleveland.
Well, get on your broom and fly back.
Edwin, I'm ashamed of you.
He's a fiend, Lily. He's a fiend.
Oh, what have I done to deserve this?
Edwin, you apologize to my mother.
Lily, come home. He's a monster.
Lily, get her out of here.
Edwin, don't you dare.
Time, hold it. Cease fire.
Oh, horrible. Mother. Oh, what is it, Agnes?
Look at the time. He'll be late for his broadcast.
Dad, my broadcast?
What broadcast?
Never mind.
What broadcast? I thought the loafer worked as a Shakespearean actor who never worked.
Mother, he has a program.
Never mind.
Edwin, you may be ashamed of it, but my mother has a right to know what you're doing.
Yes, you big bum. What's he up to now?
He's Uncle Goodheart.
Uncle Goodheart? Mother, Agnes, a glass of water.
Coming up.
Uncle Goodheart? I listen to him every day.
Mother.
Oh, Lily, he's such a fine, sweet, kind man.
Yes, Mother. You just saw how sweet and kind he can be.
Lily, I didn't...
Edwin, don't talk to me.
Lily, what are you doing to this man? He's your husband.
Mother, wait till I...
Wait till I tell Cleveland. My son-in-law is Uncle Goodheart.
Don't you dare spread it around.
Edwin, I'm waiting for you to apologize to my mother.
Lily, he didn't mean it. You always did have a nasty temper, Lily.
Mother!
You never would let me teach you to cook. No wonder the poor man was driven to these nightclubs. He was hungry.
Now wait, Lily and I are happy.
Edwin, will you explain it to her?
Why should I? I'm doing great.
Mother, we've been trying to tell you. Edwin and I are perfectly happy. It was a different Eddie Montague who was mentioned in the column.
Phoebe, I knew that all the time. Who could suspect dear old Uncle Goodheart?
Goo goo.
Oh, Edwin.
I better get to the station or there won't be an Uncle Goodheart broadcast today.
Here's your coat, Uncle.
Yes, look at the time. I'll be late.
We'll be back with the Magnificent Montague in just a moment. But first, here's a word from RCA Victor. The superb quality of RCA Victor television has been proven in millions of homes. RCA Victor is unquestionably America's finest television, and for this reason, it deserves America's finest service, RCA Factory Service. Yes, when you buy RCA Victor television with RCA Factory Service, you get television's greatest combination. A combination that results in top performance and best possible reception all the time. For the best in television service, then, buy one of RCA Service Company's economical protection plans. And speaking of economy, prices on RCA Victor million-proof television sets are now the lowest in history. Million-proof television sets are reduced in price. Buy now at tremendous savings of up to $115. It's for a limited time only. And inquire about RCA factory service when you buy RCA Victor television. And now, back to the Magnificent Montague. He is just finishing his Uncle Goodhart program. Listen.
And so, Ronald, once again you're going to hold your head high, looking forward into the sun, and light! Well, there's another epic from coast to coast. Ah, here's the great director, Mr. Zinser.
Well, with another humdinger of a program, Mr. Montague.
Yeah. Thank you, Zinser.
Saw your name in Winchell's column.
All right, Zinser.
A Copacabana cutie. Has she got a friend?
Oh, Zinser, will you stop? It wasn't me.
You can tell me, Mr. Montague. I'm one of the boys. I'll keep it under my hat.
Well, if you do keep it under your hat, it'll be the first time there was anything under there. Now be quiet.
When I read it this morning, I said to my wife, there's still life in the old dog. Oops, what I said.
There is a little interest to me what you chattered to your mate as you shared a coconut in that treetop this morning.
Oh, no, we had pancakes. Wait, I almost forgot. Mr. Springer has a message for you from the sponsor.
The sponsor?
Here comes Mr. Springer.
Hello, Mr. Montague. I just saw the sponsor.
You did? I didn't know it was visiting hour.
Mr. Montague, he saw this item that appeared in the newspaper.
Now, Mr. Springer, I...
Look, Montague, we don't want to dictate your private life, but we can't have stuff like this coming out in the papers. You're Uncle Goodhart, remember?
Well, you don't have to remind me.
You're the kindly old philosopher. It don't look good to have you boozing around with dames getting stinko in the hot spot. Me?
Eddie Montague referred to by Mr. Winchell is not me.
Oh, the Winchell item. Oh, I know that wasn't you. That's an Eddie Montague who sings with Hot Lips Lupo's orchestra.
Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, here, where you're mentioned in Earl Wilson's column.
Earl Wilson?
You mean you didn't read this? Broadway nightlifers are still laughing at the romantic antics of the famous Shakespearean actor and that beautiful hunk of stuff, Cuddles McClune. Montague, Montague, act your age. That's what it says.
Montague, act...
Cuddles McClune. I don't know how you do it. I think I'm going to grow a beard.
Now listen, Springer, it's another mistake. I demand a retraction.
Mistake? Famous Shakespearean actor, Montague, Montague, act your age. It's all there.
Cuddles McClune, I never heard of her.
She's a burlesque dancer. Dancer, I say.
Dancer, you got a burlesque show?
A man isn't made of wood.
Cuddles McClune. I have to get home before Lily sees the newspaper. Where is my hat?
Oh, Mother, Mother, please let me think.
Lily, there's nothing to think about. You read Earl Wilson's column. Now, hurry, we can still catch that plane to Cleveland.
Oh, now, Mother, I'm sure Edwin will have some explanation.
That I don't want to miss.
Now, listen, both of you. I trust Edwin, and I assure you, Edwin never heard of this Cuddles.
Here he comes.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello, Cuddles. I mean, Lily.
Cuddles? Oh, Mother. My baby.
Lily, I'm innocent.
Get away from her, you vulture.
Yeah, you lowlife. Go back to your burlesque queen.
Lily, believe me, I never heard of Cuddles. I never saw her. It's all a horrible mistake. Agnes, the telephone.
Hello, this is what's left of the residence of Edwin Montague and Lily Boane.
Who? No kidding. When did you get in from the country?
As soon as you read Winchell?
Oh, sure, we're all here. Come right up.
Now for the fireworks.
Agnes, who was that?
Your father.
Oh, no, that's all I need. Let me out of here.
Edwin, are you afraid to face your father?
Lily, he'll only make it worse. You know him. He gets fat on trouble. Lily, before he comes, please leave me.
Oh, Edwin.
Lily, don't go near him.
I'll get it.
Well, Mr. Montague.
Agnes, my little dove. Come here, you lovely wench. Give me a kiss.
Let me go. Oh, he pinched me.
Lily, my dear, dry those tears. I can't stand seeing a beautiful, luscious woman like you cry.
Oh, hello, Dan.
Wait, who is this vision of loveliness? This angel I see before me? Lily, it can't be...
Yes, it's my mother.
Mrs. Boheme?
Keep your distance, said old Montague.
Oh, mother, really, you haven't seen him since our wedding.
That was enough. Any man who in the middle of his own son's wedding will reach over and deliberately pinch the bride's mother.
Lily, she looks like your daughter. And now, where is he?
Hello, father.
Sonny, what are you doing to your marriage? Copacabana cuties. Shame on you, a boy of your age.
Dad, it's not true.
Dad, it's not true. Edwin, go blow your nose. You young fool. Just when it looked as though you and Lily were a good match, you have ruined it, hooting around with Copacabana cuties.
Dad, that article you read in Winchell was another Montague.
I knew it. And I had faith in my boy.
Faith? What about Cuddles?
Cuddles? Who's Cuddles?
A burlesque dancer.
My son, a Montague, with a burlesque.
Agnes, the water!
Yes, I'm all right. Now, please, I want to talk to my boy alone.
Come, Mother.
Edwin, sit down.
Father, let me explain.
Edwin, it's not your fault. It's my fault.
Your fault?
Yes, it was my duty to tell you about these things long ago. I kept putting it off.
Oh, Father, what are you talking about?
Edwin, pay attention. Now let's begin from the beginning. There are the birds and the bees and there are the flowers.
Father, not that.
Quiet. You have to be told these things sometime.
Father, what are you trying to tell me?
Son, there are painted women lurking to snare young innocent boys like you. Now about this burlesque dancer.
Father, I swear I never met this Cuddles. I don't know her. I never had anything to do with her or any girl.
Sonny, are you telling Daddy the truth?
Yes.
I'm ashamed of you.
Ashamed?
You're no son of mine. Gad, when I first read that item, you and a copa cutie, I thought at last, he's a Montague. Egad, Edwin, when I was your age, I... Oh, well, the Montague spirit just never reached you. Lily!
Father, help me convince Lily.
Daddy will fix it. Gad, what a stupid kid.
What is it, Dad?
Did the beast confess? What about Cuddles?
Lily, I've just had a long talk with Edwin. He knows nothing about her. In fact, this boy here knows nothing about anything.
Father!
order!
Quiet! Speak only when you're spoken to.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Lily, don't encourage him.
Lily, how could you have ever doubted this pudding-faced offspring of mine?
Now listen, Paula.
You are either the most fortunate or most unfortunate of women. In this spiritless hulk that I have tried to mold into an actor, there burns but one flame, and that flame, Lily, is for you.
Oh, Edwin, I've been a fool.
You certainly have been. Lily, were you out of your mind?
Shame on you, Lily.
But, Mother...
Did you hear what his father said? Burns but one flame. You're a lucky girl to have the son of such a father.
My dear Mrs. Bohem, I haven't been through Cleveland in many a year. I had quite forgotten that his greatest charm was the loveliness and beauty of his women.
Oh, Mr. Montague.
Now, Father, don't start.
Go on, Dad.
What is it that Shakespeare said about beauty?
What I always say about my Lily. Her beauty makes this vault of feasting presence full of light.
Her beauty makes this vault of feasting presence full of light. It's 9 o'clock. Go to bed.
Good night. Come in.
Oh, this is a day I shall not long forget.
Oh, good night.
My dear Mrs. Bohem, now that the children are asleep, may I show you a bit of New York?
But should we leave the children alone?
Agnes is with them. A little nightlife? Perhaps a few memories to take back to Cleveland?
Well, I shouldn't, but... Wait, I'll get my coat.
We're going to Maxine's, where all the girls are dream. Hello? Is this the La Vie en Rose apartment? Give me apartment 602, please. Hello, Cuddle? This is Poopsie. I'm busy tonight. Business. Huh? Yes, I saw it. We got in Earl Wilson's column. Tomorrow? Maybe. Good night, my dove. We're going to...
Well, I'm ready.
My dear, may I take your arm?
Yeah.
You pinched me.
Hold the cabana!
And now, here is Jack Webb, star of Dragnet.
If you smoke king-size cigarettes, listen to Fatima's amazing new offer. Buy a pack of Fatimas, enjoy their extra mildness, and see if you don't like Fatimas better than the king-size cigarettes you're now smoking. If you don't, return the pack with the unused Fatimas, and we'll give you your money back, plus postage. Now, we make this offer because we believe Fatima is the best of all king-size cigarettes. Smokers all over the country are confirming this every day. Listen to this state-by-state report.
State 1, Fatima sales up 92%. 2, sales up 56%. 3, sales up 74%. 4, Fatima sales up 107%.
Remember, if you're not convinced they're better than your present king-size cigarette, return the pack and the unsmoked Fatimas before December 1st and get your money back, plus postage. That's Fatima, Box 37, New York 1. Buy Fatima today.
Listen again next week, friends, to The Magnificent Montague, starring Monty Woolley. The Saturday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by Anacin, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television. And by Extra Mild Fatima, Best of all king-size cigarettes. In Fatima, the difference is quality. The Magnificent Montague was created and directed by Nat Hiken and written by Nat Hiken and Billy Friedberg. Ann Seymour was Lily. Pert Kelton was Agnes. Also heard on tonight's broadcast were Art Carney, Johnny Gibson, John Griggs, and Barbara Weeks. Jack Ward was at the organ. This is Don Pardo speaking.
Stay tuned for the best in popular music. It's the musical merry-go-round on NBC.
KFI, Los Angeles.